Hello, this is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Welcome to another edition of Loretto Live, the series that profiles the people and places of Loretto. Today is November 21st, and I'm here with Pedro Lopez, who's the Director General of the Portobello Restaurant, another great restaurant in Loretto. Thank you, Pedro, for coming.
Thank you very much to receive my email, and I'm very glad to be with you.
Great. Just to start off, Pedro, can you tell us a little about yourself, how you got started in the restaurant business, and just a little about your background?
Okay. I started in the restaurant business 20 years ago, and I started in the big hotels in different countries, in Cuba, in Holland, in Germany, in Panama. I was working like a food and beverage director. Passing the years, I gave my follow-up in my career like a general manager. So when one of the best hotels bring me to Baja California, to Las Ventanas al Paraíso, they bring me from Panama. I am Mexican, but I was working in that country. So this company bring me to Baja California Sur, and when I discover all these beautiful place, I really love. So that's why I changed my career to put my own restaurant in Loreto. The name of Loreto, the Portobello, is because when I was working in the Panama, in the Caribbean side is very close to Colón, one place, the name Portobello. So when I come to Puerto Escondido and I saw all these beautiful place, I told to my wife, this is like Portobello in Panama, so let's put a restaurant with a Portobello name. That's the idea.
That's fantastic. It's amazing all the places you've been before you arrived in Baja California Sur, and specifically Loreto. So that's really interesting, and the name and the background on that. So what you've described, this is your inspiration for this restaurant. What kind of food, or when someone arrives at your restaurant, how do you want them to feel, and what kind of foods do you offer in your restaurant?
Okay, now in this moment we're working with a very simple menu where you can find lamb or the best steaks like a porterhouse 24 ounce or cowboy 20 ounce filet mignon or ribeye, and additional to that we work with the seafood. In this place, the beautiful is you can work just with the catch of the day. The towns around here provides that catch of the day. So if you someday will receive sea scallops or clams or dorado fish or perico or cabrilla, is the catch we offer to our customers. So that way we work with the steak and seafood house. Additional to that, bringing from Europe very good salads like the frutto di mare from Italy, caprese, or the chef salad, or some fettuccine, or some ravioli. We have three different menus. One in the morning is for breakfast. You can find in this menu the traditional huevos rancheros, some Mexican styles, or salmon omelette, waffles, pancakes, fresh orange juice, And midday and the lunch, we work with the catch of the day, the salads additional to that, to with the traditional hamburger, 8 ounces Angus beef, Angus, and the paninis. Paninis could be a Spanish ham or the prosciutto or the traditional fish sandwich we make with the catch of the day, or the traditional ceviches. So this menu can, you can have many different dishes. And the night, we complement with the steaks, the salads, the catch of the day, and of course desserts, and very good selection of wines. So it's working very nice with these three options by the moment.
That sounds like you have a lot of variety. Do you think in any ways your background being from all these different areas has inspired you in any of the dishes that you have created?
Like any restaurant, we need to work with the customers or residents we have around. We need to work with the things they expecting to find in this place. Example, the people from the yachts, sometimes they want to find a very good steak, and sometimes they request for one pizza. So the interesting in this is we need to work with the different things the people is looking for. So with these menus we are working now, we complement additional things if somebody likes to have something in special. Example, if you have the filet mignon and at the same time one people wants to try the tan pequeña, the Mexican dish, we prepare the tan pequeña. If somebody likes to have a shish kebab, we have the beef to make the shish kebab. So it's not exactly a very, it's a menu, have to be just the things we have in the menu. That's why the personal attention we give to our customers, with the idea they try to give them the flavor they want in mind, they have in mind. So it's now in this moment many requests about the achiote. Some people know this recipe from the Mayan ancestors from Cancun, Merida, Cozumel, Isla Mujeres. So I prepare these dishes with the achiote in the catch of the day. And the people love it because it's not spicy. It's one plate they don't gonna find around here. So we are very available to prepare anything the people like.
So you mentioned this special dish. I've actually never heard of it. For someone who has never tried it, how would you describe that dish?
This plate is very interesting because it's one piece of the flour and looks like tomato. Like a tomato ketchup. So it's, the flavor is very simple, like tomato, but not that acid. So when we cook this plate with the complement, the fish, chicken, shrimps, or lobster, the lobster don't lose the flavor, so just complement. It's red, and the solution for to give more flavor is give a touch the orange, garlic, and vinegar, white vinegar. Just one dash. With that, any plate gonna take the original flavor, just complementing with the achiote.
So sounds like a great dish for people to order if they're looking for something special at your restaurant. You did mention the yachts. Is that where most of your customers come from? Or if you look at it over a course of a day at Portobello, where do you get most of your customers from?
Well, now in this moment, we are receiving many reservations from Loreto Bay.
Okay.
The residents from Tripuy Hotel here in Puerto Escondido, from Ensenada Blanca, and from Juncalito. It's American residents, and we're very glad about they repeat 2 or 3 times a week. Sometimes they come for breakfast, sometimes lunch, and sometimes the 3 times for dinner.
So they become old friends, like old friends then.
See, and this is a very interesting restaurant because in this restaurant you will find in the terrace have a capacity for 200 people. And in the same terrace we got one pool area, jacuzzi, and of course the service the marina provides, like a fuel station, internet, mini mart, and shower rooms. So this place now in this moment is trying to build the streets outside to sell per lots. So that's going to be great in the next 3 or 4 months.
So that's interesting. So it seems to be a bunch of sort of commercial shops that are gathering together in this one location.
Yes, it could be very important because now in this moment, I don't project my restaurant and to make some marketing or something like that. The only thing I do is when I start this place, is invite to the blessed of the place to the resident American residents around here, and the interest in this is they just recommend the place the mouth to mouth, mm-hmm. and sounds very good, no? Now in this moment, I'm receiving people, and I don't have any commercial shots or radio, nothing like that. But of course, I will be doing something for that.
So you mentioned quite different couple of shops in the area. Can you tell us a little more about the Marina Singular and the Club de Yachts? Is that close by, and what do those venues offer?
The Marina provides many services over here. Now, in this moment, we provide or to the yachts, mini mart, the restaurant, internet, fuel station, shower rooms, pool area, jacuzzi, and internet services, wireless. And in the future, we are working to bring an empty machine, and a couple other things is coming. It's a commercial area.
And how about the Club de Yachts? Is that another sort of area?
Oh, okay. The yacht clubs. They have a one place in the Api. It's very close to here. It's like 500 meters, mm-hmm. and. This place provides them just the store services, and I know about them, but they come a couple times to have a meal with us.
So in terms of the 20 years you've been in the restaurant business and now starting your own, have you seen certain things that are very different about Loreto in terms of the restaurant market, or have you seen some changes in Loreto since you've been there with your restaurant?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The first time when I come to Loreto, I in love from Loreto. I don't have any ready marketing to know what about the restaurants around. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of them, but I don't see to the sides how to explain you this. I just come and I check the place. I see how I saw many people is here, and I start to make my restaurant here.
So you just you saw the area, the port, and it was just beautiful, and you wanted to settle down with your own restaurant.
Well, exactly. I saw a couple of restaurants over there, but I think they very good, and my cuisine is not exactly much better than them. Any restaurant have his speciality, and I think everybody is trying to give the best, to give best service to the customers in Loreto, and that's very good because customers win.
So, with your restaurant, can you describe for people that are, especially people that are coming from the Loreto Bay area, how do they get to your restaurant?
How they come?
Yes, like how do they, how far is it? How do they need to drive down?
Yes, exactly. It's 8 minutes driving to the south from Loreto Bay. And it's, the freeway is very sure. And interesting in this is it's not too far away. So Loreto Bay is one of the best partners in this restaurant. Why? Because sometimes they don't like to go to Loreto. They like to spend more with a nice view we got over here. And it's more close than Loreto. So that's why it's one of the best customers we got here.
So if people want to make reservations to your restaurant, do they email you? Do they call you? What do they need to do?
Okay, we have two telephone lines. One of those lines is the in Mexico to call from outside is 613-131-8001. And the second line is 02. And they called me, first of all, to make a reservation. And we have the email is Porto Bello Restaurant. Is that way they call us. It's by hotmail.com.
For those of you that are traveling to Loreto, what are some of the things, besides coming to your restaurant and eating your great food, what other things would you recommend that they check out that's close by?
Well, I invite you to come to try the best salads, the best steaks, the best fettuccines, the best catch of the day. This is a beautiful view. This is one of the restaurants. It's exactly with all the services around. So we have a very nice parking area. We have a place for kids. And the view is lovely. The cuisine is, permit me to show you when you arrive here what kind of service, what kind of cuisine is something different. And I hope you come to see how is the food here.
Thank you so much for your time, Pedro Lopez. I really enjoyed hearing about all the great food and also the fact that you've traveled around so many places but then decided to actually build up a restaurant here in the Loreto area. So that's very exciting. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for permit me be in your program. And I'm very happy in Loreto. I am love. This is a relaxed time for me. I really enjoy the things I'm doing. So I don't expect too much. I just expect to enjoy the life. This is not real, Sal.
Thank you so much. This is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Loreto Live. Until next time, goodbye.